From Washington, this is VOA News. Developments in Geneva as leaders continue to discuss Iran's nuclear program, and Pakistanis join in protest to block a NATO supply route to Afghanistan. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Members of Afghanistan's Grand Assembly, or Loya Jirga, have criticized President Hamid Karzai's proposal to postpone the signing of a new bilateral security agreement with the United States. Among those to speak out, Assembly Leader Sebatullah Mohadedi. President Karzai says the deal allowing a continued presence of some U.S. troops in Afghanistan after 2014 should be signed after the Afghan presidential election set for April. U.S. officials reject such a delay, saying they would not be able to form long-term plans on a troop presence without an agreement in place by the end of this year. U.S.-led international combat forces currently in Afghanistan are set to withdraw by the end of next year. More details at voanews.com. In Geneva, there is reportedly some movement on curbing Iran's nuclear program, but top diplomats from six countries have not indicated an agreement is imminent. The Russian deputy foreign minister told reporters Saturday that Iran's demand to continue construction of a reactor near its northern city of Arak remains one of the outstanding issues. British, German, and French negotiators said there is still tough work ahead before a deal can be reached. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joined the meeting Saturday. One report says Kerry met separately with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of the meetings. In Pakistan Saturday, some 10,000 or more people gathered to protest U.S. drone strikes blocking a NATO supply route into Afghanistan. Pakistani cricket star turned politician Imran Khan led the demonstration, threatening to block supply lines through his region indefinitely if the drone attacks do not end. Khan's political party runs the government of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province in Pakistan's northwest, bordering Afghanistan. Saturday's protest comes just 2 days after a suspected U.S. drone strike. The Islamic seminary in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, where the drone strike occurred, killed at least six people. More details at voanews.com. In his weekly address Saturday, President Barack Obama urged Americans to look beyond recent political headlines to, quote, the good things happening in the economy.
Our businesses have created 7.8 million new jobs in the past 44 months. Another 200,000 Americans went back to work last month. The American auto industry has come roaring back with more than 350,000 new jobs. Jobs churning out and selling the high-tech, fuel-efficient cars the world wants to buy. And they're leading the charge in a manufacturing sector that has added jobs for the first time since the 1990s.
In the Republican address, Dr. Michael Burgess, a U.S. representative from Texas, said the troubled health care law should be scrapped and a new effort started. Mauritania has held its first general election since a military coup 5 years ago, but most opposition parties staged a boycott there. An activist group says Syrian government airstrikes around the northern city of Aleppo have killed at least 29 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes targeted rebel-held areas on Saturday. And again, reporting at least 29 people were killed. All the latest at voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.